At the moment, they simply cannot be used. They're not fit for use on the network. We will obviously retain them to, in case there is an option or in case it is required in the future. But certainly, even if we decided to do the refurbishment, it would be 2 years before they were available to us. And we believe there are better options that we can pursue in getting the additional fleet that we need within 2 years. But I would stress there's been no storage cost to these trains whatsoever. The figure that Marion's referring to was an estimate of the cost of refurbishment, but unfortunately that cost has proven to be significantly higher.